USA Radio News with Wendy King.
An Atlanta police officer has been fired after the shooting death of an African-American man. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina tells NBC's Meet the Press he saw the footage.
That video is disturbing to watch, but I'm not sure that it's as clear as what we've seen around the country on some of the other issues that have driven us to the point where we're actually having a serious conversation around police reform.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the police force needs to change its ways.
While we have a police force full of men and women who work alongside our communities with honor, respect, and dignity, there has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Police are saying they think it's suicide, but a black man's family say he was lynched. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Los Angeles County officials are calling on California's Attorney General to step in and investigate the death of the black man found hanging from a tree in a park north of L.A. The county sheriff's investigators suggesting that 24-year-old Robert Fuller died by suicide, but Fuller's family insists he was lynched. In a letter to the state attorney general, County Supervisor Catherine Barger says, "It is imperative that the public maintain trust in the investigative process, especially given the sensitive nature of this case." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As expected, COVID-19 cases are on the rise. Oregon has pushed back their reopening dates. And after beaches opened in Florida, they've had 2,500 new cases in just one day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Los Angeles County has released safety guidelines allowing film and TV productions to resume after being shut down since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Screen Actors Guild, the Directors Guild, the Teamsters, and more contributed to protocols for production. These include regular testing and symptom monitoring, staggered mealtimes, and hand washing, as well as sanitizing. Employers are expected to provide personal protective equipment. Cast and crew are required to wear cloth face masks, but only essential cast and crew are allowed on set. If actors can't wear a face mask, they need to stand 8 feet apart. Guidelines say actors should do their own makeup and bring their own props, and whenever possible, avoid sharing. Not only are fight scenes and love scenes discouraged, but actors should remain as silent as possible to avoid spreading droplets through talking. The document says scenes requiring cast to be closer than 6 feet should be kept as brief as possible, and crowds of extras should be avoided. TV shows can use paid staff as the audience, but only sitting 6 feet apart and filling no more than 25% of the audience. Details on crew meals say that buffets are no longer allowed. Any food item must be single serving. The guidelines also say there should be one-directional traffic, frequent hand-washing breaks, and provide hand sanitizer throughout the entire set. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.